On Sunday, Jimmy Johnson won the 48th annual Daytona 500. It was his first time winning the race. A record 37 million people watched on TV, according to overnight Nielsen numbers. That's the largest television audience a NASCAR race has ever drawn. Commentator and law professor Michael Allen Wolff didn't have to watch on TV. He was sitting in the stands with 200,000 of his closest friends. Still, he's not going to be talking about the race to very many of his colleagues at the University of Florida this week. Michael Allen Wolff says that's because his university shares the intense anti-NASCAR bias that is rampant in academia.
As media coverage of the NASCAR season increases, professors all over the country are preparing their jabs, their witticisms, their blatant attacks on the sport and its fans. Their hurtful jokes can be heard in the classroom, in the faculty lounge, and even in the halls. It isn't considered bad taste or abusive to ridicule the drivers, the races, or the NASCAR nation itself. To these elitists, Talladega is a Spanish fusion cafe, and a Bush race is a presidential election. While stock car racing is America's number one spectator sport, there is very little evidence that more than a few token members of the American Academy are among the tens of millions who have any idea what a restrictor plate is. Outside of engineering schools, of course. Over the years, I have done my best to redress this blatant and willful imbalance. For example, when interviewing faculty candidates, I will slip in a question such as, when planning a strategy for achieving your goals, do you use the methods of Sun Tzu, von Clausewitz, or Rusty Wallace? Or, in managing the classroom, would you say you are more like Jack Roush or Joe Gibbs? The response I get from Ivy League PhDs and Stanford JDs is typically, huh? Or, do you let this guy near students? So, the pattern of exclusion continues at my school and everywhere else. As a law professor, I've toyed with the idea of bringing a discrimination suit against the faculty and administration charging auto racism. But I don't want to be labeled a Darryl Waltrip. Would you? I guess I could go Tony Stewart on everyone, but we all know that will ultimately prove unproductive. Maybe Congress will get in on the action. They could withhold federal funds from universities that fail to hire a percentage of NASCAR junkies that matches national demographics. I know that the time will come when this wrong will be righted. My article, titled "The Supreme Court Always Turns Left," will get accepted for publication. Until then, I will just continue to endure the loud and derisive laughter of the professoriate. I guess I'm lucky that I already have the earplugs.
Michael Allen Wolff teaches at the University of Florida in Gainesville. That's 85 miles northwest of the Daytona International Speedway.